and offer a taste of the very fruit we are praying they display. Now, as I type this, I am fully aware of what a challenge this is. As I said at the beginning of this chapter, our girls are not angels, and we cannot recall any days when our response has been perfect. We are constantly apologizing and forever recalibrating. However, they are His children, and just like all of us, they are in need of more of His Spirit. Whether your girl is 8 months, or 7, 16, or 22 years old, there is one thing that remains true. Like us, she is a work in progress. As a result, our discipline should look and feel like love. Thankfully, God has provided just what is needed to parent the children He has given us. God's Word, the Bible, is not only a resource to correct ungodly children, but also a tool to encourage godliness. Scripture's purpose amid discipline is not to bring about guilt, but rather to affirm my girls in God's truth despite their action and my frustrations. This means I cannot simply quote verses like Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, and say, "Doesn't the Bible say to honor your father and your mother?" Rather, in the midst of their correction, I should also encourage them with verses like Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, English Standard Version. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end." Lord, thank you for entrusting me with your child. Help me to understand her more clearly. Teach me to be slow to anger, and help me to abound in love and faithfulness as I walk out your compassion and grace in this situation. I need your wisdom, words, and discipline. Amen. In moments of complete exhaustion and frustration, I want to remember that I am a work in progress, and so are my children. God uses the imperfections of our growing girls to shine a light on our ongoing need for His grace in our own lives. My actions, my words, and my thoughts should look like His, especially when I am parenting the girls He gave me. Let's not get so focused on her behavior, desirable or not, lest we forget what a gift we've been given to witness her growth. As parents, we have a front row seat to watch His garden grow. When we see our girls struggling in a particular area, whether it be lacking in love, patience, kindness, joy, or other Christ-like characteristics and behaviors, our responsibility and our pleasure is to water the fruit He has planted in their hearts. We should view our homes as a training ground for that very purpose. We have to trust and pray that God is doing what only He can do. Guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, Holman Christian Standard Bible. Friends, regardless of your daughter's knowledge of God, and in spite of her emotions, her heart is her battlefield. What matters most is cultivating what happens in her heart. Perfect behavior from her is not the goal. Instead, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and other Christ-like attributes that come only from their proximity to Jesus. These are higher priorities. If I want to see evidence of growth in my daughter, then I have to patiently nurture her growth by leading her closer to Christ. The enemy wants nothing more than to control her life, and his entry point is her heart. Our encouraging words, our loving actions, and our consistent behavior are vital to her growth, which is her main protection from the enemy. I love the book of John. In the first few chapters, we get such a clear view of how Jesus personally interacts.